You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Auckland Museum is in a precarious situation around funding, requiring significant support to manage the asbestos concerns of last year and other maintenance issues. Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown says the government should pay for some of the repairs, especially as they provide financial support for Te Papa in Wellington. Also this past week has seen proposals for a merger between the Kaipara and Rodney District Councils. This would split Rodney away from the rest of Auckland, a move with various pros and cons for the region. Finally, yesterday saw the Auckland International Events Centre opening after 13 years of construction. For City Counselling this week, News Director Castor spoke to Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson about each of these issues, starting with Auckland Museum.
Auckland Museum, I wanted to start off with. We've seen some financial struggles recently, leading the Mayor Wayne Brown to call on the government for increased funding. What would this increased funding cover?
Yeah, so the museum's hugely popular to Aucklanders, and really it's maybe our second national museum alongside Te Papa, in my opinion. And, you know, it takes huge amounts of tourism every year as well. And so that actually has the effect of degrading and increasing the operating costs of the museum, and also the need for capital investment into it to kind of refresh it and fix things and maintenance, all that kind of stuff. So wherever angle you look at it, costs are going up, and it needs to be treated with the same respect, I think, as Te Papa is in Wellington.
And how much does the council currently contribute? And could this council funding be increased as well?
Yeah, I don't have the figures just on hand, unfortunately. That would have been handy, so sorry to the viewers, listeners for that. But we are contributing substantially already to the upkeep of the museum. But my argument to that is, look, it's not fair on Auckland ratepayers to shoulder the entire burden of this when we don't expect the same from Wellington ratepayers and Te Papa.
And what's your view on how best to gather the necessary funding for the museum? Is it from the government?
Yeah, I think it is. And the government could look at investment in terms of its sort of tourism spends and its economic development spends. Auckland needs to have its fair share of these pots of cash. And so, look, the government should be looking at that first and foremost, I'd say.
Yeah. Moving on, we've also seen discussions of a merger between Kaipara and Rodney North District Councils. What would this mean for the regions and for Auckland Council at large?
Yeah, we've been down this road before a little bit. The northern Rodney area has had sort of long-time grassroots activism to remove themselves from the super city. Individual people will have different views about that. But I would just point out the kind of the financial elements of this could be quite tough on those ratepayers up in the north. And we've had previous evidence. I don't have the figures to hand, but their rates would sort of go up in a scenario where they were looking to leave. So, I just caution that, because coming from West Auckland, I know the preciousness of identity and the unique identity within the city. So I kind of understand how they feel, but I just argue that they should be looking at the whole picture.
We've seen concerns previously around Auckland's expansion northwards, and this seems to be something that would sort of amend some of that. Does the council have similar concerns about Auckland sort of spreading further and further outwards?
Oh, 100%, man, 100%. So we've been going through sort of multi-years of process around urban planning because the bad old days, decades of failures in our planning have resulted in continued expansion into our precious farmland and our precious green fields. And it's kind of time, in my opinion, that we stop that and we look to intensify in the inner city and in areas that can take the growth the best. And Rodney's a clear example of that. There's plenty of housing scheduled to come online in places like Warkworth, and honestly, look, I love Warkworth a lot. So, we need to be looking first and foremost at intensifying the central city areas, and that's kind of where I'm at as well. And I think a lot of people would agree in the rural areas too.
And looking into the central city, we've seen a big update there this past week as well with the Auckland International Convention Centre opening. What does this mean for Auckland?
Oh, it's great news, yeah. So we'll be able to attract more and more conventions to Auckland, and that has huge impacts on our economic development and our tourism spend. And it attracts tourists that hopefully will invest a bit of coin into the central city businesses. It's an exciting time, and that is tonight that's opening. So we'll see how it all impacts over the coming years, but, you know, another example of Auckland just getting better and better.
The deal was initially passed in exchange for an extension of SkyCity's gambling licence and the construction of some more slot machines. Are there any concerns about this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just me speaking personally. That controversy was sort of well covered back when those deals were signed, and I personally was not a big fan of that deal. But, you know, I'd also say that we have to make do with what we have now. We've got a convention centre that will attract, great spend and great tourism to the city, and we should be celebrating that.
And lastly, with a new convention centre in the city, we can be expecting maybe some more traffic around people going in and attending events. Is the current transport infrastructure around the CBD strong enough to support that?
To be honest with you, I think the city centre transport infrastructure is some of the best in Australasia. We have an entire public transport system that is geared towards bringing people to the city centre. And I'd encourage people to take advantage of that $50 fare cap, weekly fare cap that we have. Jump on the bus, jump on the train, and get to these fantastic places in the city centre.
That was Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to News Director Castor about Auckland Museum funding, a proposed Rodney Kaipara Council merger, and the Auckland International Event Centre.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.